loud about nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we have the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to beautiful people.
Beautiful people, what is going on?
Nice.
Beautiful people, I have a show this Saturday. I would love if you could attend the show and support. It's a lot of fun. I read this letter that I wrote. I've talked about it a few times here, but I read this letter that I wrote, or book that I wrote, my ex-girlfriend, in 2011, that kind of goes through my senior year, drinking for the first time, going on the Disney trip, going to Wildwood, prom, going to college. I mean, it was supposed to be a sweet thing that I wrote. I thought it was, like, sweet mm-hmm. when I wrote it. And we've talked about it on the podcast, I feel like, prior to me receiving it again. And if you would have been like, what's the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone a year ago? I would have been like, I wrote this really long book for my ex-girlfriend about like our first year together for Christmas or whatever. And I got it back and it's like, it's a story about me. Nice. That I gave her.
Self-involved.
Very self-centered. Jay Cornell and Patrick Keane are doing the show. They're past guests of the pod. And then also Kelly Quinn and Steph Leschek. I'm excited about that. It's going to be fun. It's the only time I'm doing the show on a weekend. So if you could have made the last one come out, if you went to the last one and had a good time, and you have friends that live in New York that you think they would like it, please let them know. But no, it's a lot of fun. I'm very proud of it. A lot of my friends are like, this is my favorite show that you've done. Maybe because they've like lived some of it, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun, and I'm super excited about it. So if you're around this Saturday, March 30th at 7:30 p.m., please come out to the show. I'm very excited.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. And I might be sniffling a little bit this episode. I got a little sniffles.
Okay.
That's okay.
Sure.
People could deal with that.
It's sniffle season.
That's what it is. It is the end of March, beginning of April we're coming into, right? This is the time sniffles are real. My nose is a little red. Did you notice?
I mean, everything's red. We have a pink light that shines on our faces.
But you've seen me outside the room.
It's not that much redder than the rest of your face. You have rosy cheeks.
A little support.
All right, yeah. I'm sorry.
Rosy cheeks, don't describe it.
You have rosy cheeks and that's the same color as your nose. It's not. God. Your whole face is just a little red.
Rosy cheeks.
With the pink light, it's
I'm
just a little
an inch
red.
Away from being a Santa Claus.
I mean.
My nose.
So you're 6 inches.
6 inches?
You're saying you're an inch away. You're 6 inches away.
That feels like a penis reference.
No, it's not a penis reference.
It feels like
It feels like it. You're 6 small adjustments to being a Santa Claus. You're not one.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm 6 small adjustments.
You're 6 small things away from being a Santa Claus.
Probably the magical powers would be a big one.
No, the beard. I mean
the beard.
No. You don't have a Santa beard.
No. But maybe one day.
You probably need your voice a few octaves lower.
Now you're insulting me. Now, not
you didn't
only
know I can turn it into
I
an
didn't
insult.
Know that I'm not Santa Claus because I don't show up. Well, you would have to be a lot kinder, you know.
No. You're kind enough.
People would have to actively not hate you.
No. That's all good. That's good. That's good.
You need to own property.
That's true.
You would have to have a career people know about.
All right, maybe you're a few feet away.
You would have to have a visibility and you would have to be recognizable to a general population.
All right, yeah.
Rather than
you're pretty far. You're pretty far from Santa.
Well, I didn't know. I'm like not Santa in the worst ways.
My bad.
You'd have to be in a committed relationship with someone who loves you.
You would have to be committed. Yeah. You're miles away from being Santa Claus.
You would have to have an LLC that's successful.
You're miles away from being Santa Claus.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good to know your goals. It's good to know how you're failing and how you're succeeding. Thank you, Rob.
Boy, no, it's fine.
No, keep me humble. Keep me humble. Okay. I'm no Santa Claus.
You're not Santa yet.
Hey, I'm no Santa, right? And no one often is. But I do have, it is like that March, April, that's the allergy season.
Yes.
And I want to say this. Nothing makes me feel more like a monster than having allergies. Suddenly, The outside is beautiful. And what does it do to my body? I physically am repelled from it.
Yeah.
It makes me ill. Beauty makes me sick. Come look at the flowers. I can't go outside. If the sun sees me, if the beauty enters me, I'll feel ill. Oh, what is that? My eyes are shutting from the beautiful nature that's around me. Oh, come have a picnic. I can't. My eyes will tear and I'll sneeze mucus all over you. I truly feel like a monster.
Yeah, it's hard. I used to not be able, I wouldn't be able to open my eyes.
Nothing.
My eyes would swell shut.
I see a beautiful
day.
And
I already look like.
You look freaky.
Yeah, I'm already unathletic. I already have bifocal transition lens glasses on, and now I just can't see out of them.
To walk outside, for someone to be like, it's beautiful, let's meet at the park, and you to go, my body can't handle that?
Yeah.
That's a sad living.
No, it's crazy.
Everyone hopes for the beautiful days. I fear them.
Yeah.
I fear them. Claritin doesn't help.
No.
Because I do Claritin D, and
yeah,
then all of a sudden, I'm getting a fucking, I feel like I'm on speed.
Really?
The closest I've ever been to passing out was once I took Claritin D, drank a Cobra, and didn't eat.
Oh, wow.
I had to leave a room.
Oh, wow.
And this is a guy who's done the same coke as Chris Angel.
Of course.
And I'll say Claritin D, it's harder.
Interesting. I mean, it never worked for me. Zyrtec never. I never had an allergy medicine that genuinely worked.
No, one thing works.
What? Staying inside.
Benadryl.
Oh, and it just puts you to sleep.
It puts you to sleep.
Yeah.
And why does it work? Because you go to bed. You have to stay inside.
Yeah.
Have you ever? So, like, the choices are either be physically repelled by beautiful nature.
Yes.
Have your body be a magnet, physically ill. It's like sunshine and flowers is my kryptonite.
It is. That is sad.
It's truly, it makes me feel like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I feel like I'm in my, like the Beast.
Yeah. A lot of times, if I were to go to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, I would put up with it. But growing up, it would just be like recess would make you turn into a monster. Or like the shitty park by my parents' house. And I would just be like, it's not worth it.
Do you know what it's like to go meet a bunch of people and they're having a fun day? And you walk.
No, you can't.
Who's got a white claw?
Yeah, you can't. I
actually can't drink any. I'm on so many pills. Just rubbing your face.
Yeah.
And you start rubbing. If your allergies are bad, you stop rubbing with your fingers and you start rubbing with your wrists.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you have to.
When you start rubbing with your wrists, no one can make.
I don't even start with the fingers. It's just from the wrist from the beginning.
And rubbing.
And you need to get to the center of your brain. You're like, your brain squeaks.
Rubbing your eye with the wrist like this?
Yeah.
You truly look like you suffer from many issues.
I mean, I just have general allergies, like a lot. Like, I remember one time I went to the allergist. And you're not supposed to take.
I love how you said a lot.
Like, I'm allergic. Like, so you're not supposed to take fucking allergy medicine within a certain amount of days before you go to the allergist.
Yeah.
And I accidentally did that. And so they do the back test. Have you done the back test?
Nah.
So they'll put like 40.
I know what it is.
Yeah. So they do all the shit on your back. And they were like, oh, you took the allergy medicine. After I did that, they were like, oh, we can't. These results aren't valid. So then they fucking. And I'm afraid of needles. They injected like 20 different things on my arms with fucking this needle, whatever, and almost every single one caused me to have a allergic reaction. I'm allergic to cats, dogs, ragweed, like almost everything that the general people are allergic to.
General public
is allergic to. I'm allergic to. So I always, all year, I have some shit going on, dust, whatever. A big thing that I would always do, especially in college, is I'm just like scratching my nose a lot like this
don't
and
do it,
making this
do
face.
It.
And it makes like a noise if I do it. You've seen me do it, I'm
can
sure.
Can I tell you what I heard?
What?
I heard that your nose actually used to be a cute little button and you've rubbed it so hard that it's bruised into that size. Is that true?
I've made it bigger.
I've heard that
it's swollen because
it's callous. It's like cauliflower nose you have. You have cauliflower nose from years of abuse.
Yeah.
From years of rubbing your nose hard from dust.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's true. I think I'm just Italian.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that you have an MMA nose.
I do, a little bit. But I would deal like this with my little face, rubbing my nose all the time, and people thought I like did a lot of coke in college.
Well, thank God
and my teachers and stuff would always be like, thought I had some kind of drug addiction because I would always be scratching and my nose would always be red.
You should stop doing that.
I don't do it that much anymore.
Yeah, that's why I was like, don't do it.
Yeah, it's good to not get in that habit.
Yeah, good to not. But I'm so stuffed.
And I would do this.
It's so...
Like, I just would randomly... I'd be talking to you, and I would just be squinting my nose because I'm trying to scratch it without touching it. So I developed, like, a little twitch because of allergies.
What else... What other excuses for unusual behavior can you make about your allergies?
No, those are the only two, but this...
Are you awkward, are you awkward with women because of allergies?
No. I am awkward with women.
Do you have issue committing because of allergies?
No.
What else can
we... The commitment is
what
not...
What else? No,
maybe, actually, yes. You're
yes,
right.
Great. Let's use allergies as another scapegoat. Go ahead, Rob.
I'm extremely allergic to cats.
There you go.
I cannot be in a relationship with somebody that has cats. And I've slept over places with cats, and it's like, I can't... I gotta leave.
You gotta leave.
And it's like, I couldn't... I don't think I could seriously date somebody that has a cat.
You're just... You're not allergic enough not to come, but you're too allergic to sleep over. You hit that right balance of allergic right there in the middle where it's
good.
Oh, sorry, I can't help you out. I know I came, but I can't go down on you.
It's a great balance.
The cat.
It's a great balance.
The cat. The cat.
No, I'll sleep over. Sleep over.
Has saved you from spending extra time on many a pussy.
But... I just leave in the morning. It's like, we all need to linger.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I mean? So sometimes, if there's like four cats, then I got to leave that night.
Of course.
One cat, I could sleep there.
Four cats, you start.
I would say two is probably the limit.
Two, and then you come and then you go, I'm so sorry. Do you have a cat? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Most men... they say that you come, you get that the post-cum clarity.
Okay.
It's like the cliche.
People have said that.
You get the post-cum allergies.
Now they're there the whole time.
Oh, they're there. You could just power through.
Yeah.
Nothing like getting railed by Rob as he sniffles his nose and rubs his eyes with his wrists. Oh, how was Rob in the bedroom? I don't know. He was just touching his face the whole time. I thought he drooled on me, but I just saw a snot bubble come out of his nose. Incredible. Wow, that's good for you. Well, yeah, I'm so sorry. It sounds like allergies really hold you back.
They do.
Like allergies
in some ways, they do.
Been your cross to bear. Shout out Jesus. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Shout out Jesus. Truly, some of the inspirations for some of the worst songs ever.
Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
What songs?
They hung him on a cross. They hung
you love
on
that
a cross.
Song. You love that song.
I do.
I don't know the song. The only time I've ever heard this song is from your mouth.
It's one of the sickest songs that ever could be.
Okay.
As a Lutheran church, we didn't know what to do, so we just made a bunch of crappy folk songs, and we'd sit around with the guitar and they'd sing songs.
Fun.
But hard.
I guess when I would go to Bible camp, I went to Bible camp.
I know.
And that's what you do.
You sing songs.
You just learn folks on like an acoustic guitar, and it's a lot of that.
The drug of Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, this is app. If you're listening, I hope the people that celebrate, happy Easter. All the people, I hope you had a beautiful Purim. There was blowing fucking fireworks in my neighborhood all night.
Yeah.
All night long.
And then today's holy.
Yes, it's a nice collection of holidays.
A lot of holidays this
which
week.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I love when they're all close to each other. Like
which
a bunch,
is smart. We need to figure it out.
Let's organize.
Yeah.
Let's, come on, the religion's...
If we're in a celebratory mood...
Let's just rock it out.
Yeah, let's have everybody
let's
have their
thing. Let's
remember
the true purpose of all these holidays, capitalism. Let's remember the true purpose. Let's put them together. Beautiful. And so it's Easter, and I'm... I think that's a holiday that you really see who's close with their family.
Okay.
Because people who are close with their family celebrate Easter with their family. People who aren't, they don't.
Yeah. Side note, I was talking to my sister.
Oh, side note.
And I was telling her, giving her updates about whatever, us and everything.
About us?
Just like the podcast, me, you, whatever.
What did you say about me?
No, that you had a tough few weeks. I was, like, for the most part. I mean, for sure. For the whole part. For the whole part. For every part.
What part did you think was good my last
week? No part's good.
When I sat in the hospital for 2 weeks?
Yeah, tough parts,
Mom's
whatever.
Mom's still in the hospital. She's getting better, though. Every day is hopefully better.
Yeah, but I was telling her that we put out a clip how you go, why is it a red flag to love your family, whatever, and we were talking about that. And she could not comprehend. She goes, what do you mean red flag, love your family? And I'm like, I don't know. People say, she goes, what? That doesn't even make sense.
I know. I love you so much.
She goes, she couldn't even comprehend. She goes, wait, people, she just couldn't comprehend that loving your family would be, I guess that's not the best framing, but that's how we blankly said it. And a lot of people said that it was a red flag.
Yeah.
But I was like, we did this whole thing about loving your family being a red flag. She could not at all comprehend what that even meant. I might as well have been speaking another language.
You're bringing a lot of fire content about your sister. Last week with her liking to share. This week with her agreeing with me.
I mean, no.
I'm just saying.
You could see the other side. You could see the other side. Not that you could see it, but she couldn't even fathom that loving your family would be a red flag. She was like, I could not get, she just couldn't understand it.
That's amazing.
But anyways, yes, it is. I guess you see what you're close to your family. What are you doing for Easter? What?
You're a Charlie Rose of questions.
I don't even know what that means.
Out of your pocket.
I don't know what that means.
Why is your hand sitting in your, why are you doing a podcast with a hand in your pocket?
I don't know. I was trying to, no reason.
I've never seen someone sitting down talking to their friend with their hand in their pocket. Might be the most uncomfortable version of a person I could ever see. You just like with your hand in your pocket, like what are you rubbing your thigh?
I don't know. The Lakers coach coaches every game with both hands in his pockets, and everyone that
Adderall,
is a fan.
Please come through. We need your help, obviously.
Everyone.
Please, someone who has ADD medication, throw Robbie. We need a new sponsor. We need Train of Thought sponsor for Robbie here. Go.
He just coaches every game with both hands in his pockets, and the fans are pissed about it because it's like, come on, you can't do a good job with your hands in your pockets.
He can.
So then I can. Being the coach of a professional sports team requires more oomph than a podcast, I would say.
I've never seen one hand in a pocket.
One hand in the pocket.
It was almost like you're posing for a photo or something.
Yeah. I guess. Are people seeing that? I guess
You
know where it is.
I noticed that you're just sitting here with your hand in your pocket.
I did have my hand in my pocket.
Easter, what am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I mean, it all depends what's going on with my family.
Right. I'm seeing my cousin.
Oh, that's
which
nice.
Is nice, because we grew up going to Queens. I used to go to Queens every Easter, and we grew up going, like, I would spend Easter with my cousin and, like, our whole family. It'd be, like, 30, 40, 50 people all in Queens would celebrate Easter together. There would be, like, 3 or 4 houses. That was all my family and whatever. It was a nice holiday. But my aunt died, who would host it. And then we would try to see each other. Like, we still try to see each other, but it's nice that me and my cousin, at least, are like, we'll see each other on Easter.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah, so we're going to the Laker-Nets game, which is exciting. Oh. I'm going to see LeBron live for the first time.
That's really exciting.
Extremely exciting.
You know what? I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
I'm very happy for you. I hope that you have a really nice time. What a way to celebrate.
Yeah, I'll see Darvin Ham with his hands in his pockets.
But for me, I think that I have a couple of things about Easter. One, I think, and I'm going to proclaim this, and people are going to be pissed about what I'm about to say.
Okay.
People are not going to like what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Easter is the best candy holiday.
I agree.
It's better than Halloween. It's better than Christmas.
Yeah.
Easter is the best candy holiday.
It has the best exclusives.
Oh, the best drops. The best.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Easter exclusives go harder than the Halloween exclusives.
And for some reason, peanut butter has partnered with Easter.
You think so?
I say more than. I mean, because if you're talking Christmas, what are we talking? Peppermints?
Yes.
What are we talking? Cocoa, right? That's who partnered. Like, Mint's partnered with Christmas.
But I would even maybe go Christmas over Halloween.
I agree.
With candy.
Because Halloween.
I like the specifics for Christmas, too.
Halloween doesn't do exclusive drops, really.
No.
They're just
doing. It's quantity.
Exactly. This is quality.
Yes.
And now I know everyone's thinking that, like, the first thing they think of is Peeps.
Okay.
Grow up.
That is true.
This is not the Great Depression.
That's not the first thing. I just thought about Peeps for the first time.
Thank you. Well, this is why I like you. Okay. Because people, they go, Easter has bad candy, Peeps.
Yeah, no, I don't eat Peeps.
This is like a cliche.
Yeah.
This is like saying our grandma eats Werther's Originals now. No, this is a cliche from 30 years ago.
No, I mean, the goat.
Grandmas now play on iPads.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't eat Werther's Originals.
Yes,
they have
true.
Giant iPads.
Grandmas do love iPads.
We need to advance our how we make fun of people, right?
Yeah.
And it's not through peppermint patties in their pockets, right? It's not through Peeps anymore.
No.
I would say that Reese's does the best drop for Easter. The egg.
The egg is great.
The egg is better than the pumpkin. The pumpkin's trying to be something.
Okay.
The pumpkin's trying too hard. You pull it out, it doesn't even look like a freaking pumpkin.
It does not.
It doesn't.
But it's just trying to be the egg.
Because it goes, how do I make the egg a little better?
Yeah.
And it came.
The egg came first.
The egg. What came first, the pumpkin or the egg?
Is the egg.
The egg.
Yeah.
The egg is, I think the egg was the original Reese's, let's freaking go for it. And it knocked it out of the park.
Absolutely.
Also, Robin eggs.
That's the best. That's the best, maybe the best candy to ever exist.
It's a Whopper.
No. It has more, it doesn't have the crunch of a Whopper.
I was in Target.
It's the, what is it, nougat? I don't even know. What is in that thing? Malt? I don't know what's in it.
You don't want to know.
But that's my favorite, that's probably my favorite candy as a kid of all time. Like, also because it's, you only have it for like a week. But that, as a kid, would be like, you wait all year for these fucking little eggs around Easter.
And they are so good. And you know what? I was in Target. Now they have all those little eggs in different flavors, Robbie.
Really?
Yeah.
What are the... I got to try this out.
Bro.
My mom would freeze them.
Oh, but that'll...
Freeze them.
No wonder why you have veneers.
Yeah, I mean...
you need them.
Put them in ice cream.
After freezing Robin's
you put them
eggs.
In some ice cream. Have you done that? I mean, they're great.
Dude, they have
maybe not freeze in the fridge. Fridge, not freeze.
Freeze
is wild. You're right. It's in the fridge, not freeze.
That's,
and then put it in ice cream.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah,
because and here's the thing. So everyone thinks Easter Bunny. First off, they think chocolates, right?
I do think that's what I think chocolate. Before Peeps too, I would think like a bunny and
and
chocolate bunny,
a bunny,
the Robin eggs. Those are the big two, I would say.
I saw the statistic. 87% of people eat the ears first.
Interesting.
Me?
Straight
to that ass.
Really? I guess the feet.
Well, me, my family, we have a tradition. We buy a big bunny and then we smash it with a hammer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, we do. We smash a bunny with a hammer.
And it goes all over.
It's in like a plastic bag.
Yes, but the little pieces, then you could eat the little pieces.
Yeah, so you have no idea.
It shatters, basically, with one smash. Mm-hmm.
And
that's cool.
We all take turns. It's like a pinata.
Oh, that is
cool. It's like a Jesus pinata. It's like an Easter pinata.
Yes.
Almost, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. But here's the thing. It's not just those chocolates. It's also the things besides. What are the other candies called that aren't chocolates?
I don't know.
What do we call those?
What I have no idea.
Candies that aren't chocolates?
I don't know. Skittles and Friends?
Skittles and Friends?
That's the other. It's like M&M's and Skittles.
It's like Starburst?
Starburst and Friends,
Starburst,
I guess.
Starburst Buddies?
What
is a Sour Patch Kid? What kind of candy category is that?
Gummies?
I guess gummies, but you know what? It's more than just gummies. What do we call Sweetheart?
Yeah.
What do we call Smartie? That's not a fucking gummy.
Non-chocolate candy?
But that, we can't be chocolate and non-chocolate. They are so good they deserve a name. You're going to tell me that nerds don't deserve their own freaking
sour
name?
Sour candies.
That's not even it. Swedish Fish ain't sour.
I know. That's gummy. So then there's just not one box to put them all in.
We need a divide.
Because you can't even say sugar.
Because that's chocolate.
Chocolate is sugar, yeah. I don't know.
Because it's not just gummies. What do we call an everlasting gobstopper besides delicious?
Besides delicious.
Besides one of the best things to ever have.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The best about Everlasting Gobstoppers is everlasting.
I used
to
get them
in
school.
You can get a pack for the full day. Yeah, exactly.
I used to get them.
100%.
They're truly the best candy for school.
100%.
They're the most diet-friendly candy, too.
Yeah.
Because you suck that thing for hours.
All that, yeah.
You burn more.
They don't taste that good.
I burn more calories.
I would say they don't.
Sucking a gob.
I agree. I would say they don't taste that good.
No.
They're just great because you have candy all day. And that's better than 10 minutes.
Here's the thing. What's better? Something that's amazing for a short period of time or something that lasts really long that's not great? Me, I would
I also thought it was the coolest candy in the Wonka movie
rather,
too.
What would you rather inside of you? Something that you truly love for a short period of time or something that is fine for a long period
inside
of time?
Inside of me?
And what would you rather inside of you, Rob? Here's the thing, Rob. What would you rather put inside of that body? That body of yours, what would you rather be inside?
Everlasting gossip.
You rather something long that's not as good.
Yeah, well, do you ever do this where you're like, you have Swedish fish and you just suck every Swedish fish and you treat them like everlasting gobstoppers?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Where you just suck on them all day and try to get them to last long?
No.
Because Swedish fish can get you pretty far, but then you're not enjoying it the way.
You're not enjoying it.
It's meant to be enjoyed.
Sometimes it's meant to go in there and hit you hard.
Yeah.
You know what's even better than sucking a candy all day? Taking five Swedish fish and chewing them down in 30 seconds. A 30-second bubble, boom! Of a fucking a bunch of watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
Watermelon Sour Patch Kids are too good to suck on.
You slam them.
I know,
quick.
You gotta slam them.
You slam them quick, you go, fuck. And then you just sit there the rest of the day being like, that was good. Your hair's messy, you're smoking a cig. You go, wow, someone just had a fucking sesh. Yeah. Someone just had a true cess with some
Swedish fish.
Yeah, we need to find out. If you know what those candies are called, tell us.
I don't know.
Because I'm too fat not to have that information.
Do you like Milk Duds?
Nah.
Oh, I like Milk Duds for that reason.
Yeah.
They last a long time. You can get a thing of Milk Duds at the movies. It'll last you the whole movie.
I liked the thing that would take me slower, the Dots.
The Dots.
My favorite candy.
Dots are good.
My favorite candy.
Yeah.
Also, even the M&M's at Easter time, they're coming out with fire colors.
They do have a good...
Pastels.
I like pastels.
Pastels have to be some of the coolest colors ever.
Yes, I agree.
Do they look good on my pale skin? No.
I don't know. I'm sure you can make it work.
I have a pastel hat.
On Easter? You do have a pastel hat.
I'll bust it out for Easter.
Nice.
I'll bust it out.
Nice.
I can't wait.
I wore a lot of pastels in high school.
Yeah.
Hollister. Did you ever wear preppy clothes?
Nah.
You missed that?
Missed it. I avoided it like
you avoided
the fucking plague.
No Hollister, no Abercrombie.
Never.
No Aeropostale.
Never.
Too cool.
I was wearing
Guess. I feel like, did that go, did anyone on Staten Island really rock that?
The Track Kids.
The Track Kids.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, what did I wear? I went to Against All Odds. I went to, I wore Echoes, Sean John, Fat Farm, Imani, Guess.
Yeah.
Nautica, maybe. Tommy Hilfiger.
Maybe.
Polo, of
that
course.
Was as... Tommy Hilfiger was as preppy as you would get.
Yeah, but I didn't wear preppy. I mean, I wore...
No, you
wore
cool. Yeah. Like, yeah, because it was designer.
Yeah.
Hollister, not designer.
No.
Now, I feel like people in my town would mix it up. They would wear maybe like Sean John jeans with a Hollister, like a tight Hollister shirt and maybe Fat Farm. Like, you would see some weird combos in Sayreville because we were a little bit further out.
It's like when you go to the Chinese buffet and you get chicken nuggets with your sushi.
A little
and
bit.
You go, I thought this was Chinese food. Yeah.
Nah, people would be mixing a little bit more.
You still haven't been to a Chinese buffet?
No. I've been to a buffet.
A buffet?
Yeah. No. We went to a buffet together.
I've been to a buffet.
I've been to a buffet.
The buffet is in a place.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it was, it would be called heaven.
Yeah. I have not been to a Chinese buffet.
Maybe we have to do that on here.
All right.
We might need to go to Chinese buffet. We need to find one that... I don't know if I want to take you to one that you'd hate or that you love.
Hopefully love.
Nah, it might be just as good to hate.
Hey, I just would get skeeved out if people were like coughing on the food.
Oh, no one's coughing.
Okay.
No one's coughing. My friends, during Easter, during COVID, we did... my friend hid Easter eggs for us and we had to find it.
That's fun.
No.
No.
It's looking for Easter eggs is busy work. Have you ever lost your keys and then looked all over the house and then found them?
Yes.
That's a better reward than finding an Easter egg.
You're right.
That's a better...
As a kid, though, it's fun.
Yeah, because you open it and there's a Hershey Kiss inside or a scratcher.
Or a dollar.
I mean, I'm from trashy family. We had lotto cards.
In the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
100%.
That's a good egg.
That's how you know... That's actually the perfect way to describe the economic level I'm from.
I was thinking about this yesterday, actually.
My parents hid the eggs, but what were inside of them? Winfalifes.
Yeah. That's good. That's middle class, baby.
Yeah, that's good. That is true.
You're living pretty good with
that
a lot of
true, like
one Hershey Kiss some people are getting.
Of course. My nephew gets three M&Ms.
Yeah. But that's not a lot of M&Ms.
But we would
I don't know if you guys know about M&Ms, but that's not a lot.
I don't know. I don't know if I could trust our fan base to know about M&Ms. But I think that was like a perfect way to like know exactly how I grew up. Is that my parents hid the eggs, but what was inside, maybe a better life.
I know.
And you know what the sick part was? We discuss who would cash, because we were minors, so we discuss who would cash in the lotto ticket based on who would live the longest for Win for Life. Then.
So if in case you won.
So how we can optimize the Win for Life.
Yeah. You have to.
That it truly perfectly encapsulates what type of middle class I was.
Yeah, for sure.
They took care. But they were like, here, this is a beautiful life, but wouldn't it be better if we had another bigger one, a better one? What could you imagine? You think this is good? Imagine what that could bring.
Yeah. Because I found a lotto card. I cleaned my room yesterday and I found a lotto card and I won $15 on the scratch off. And I was trying to cash it in and I couldn't cash it in anywhere in my neighborhood. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, do rich people not play the lotto?
They don't play scratch offs.
They don't do scratch offs. Nowhere had scratch offs. I'm like, I grew up. That's what I was like.
They play the stock market, bro.
Yeah.
They literally say, we play the stock market.
Because at a certain point, it does become a good investment, the lottery. Because it's more, if it exceeds the money than the odds. You know what I mean? Like, I think the numbers, there's only a certain amount of, I think that's when rich people buy it. And they'll do like office pools. We used to do at JP Morgan, they would do office pools when the lottery got really high. But I was thinking how there's no fucking scratch offs. And I went to the guy and he's like, there's no lotto people for five blocks this way. You could go sick. There's like one fucking place that has the New York lottery. I walked to it and he's like, our machine, we just got rid of it.
That's why I told, like, this is scratch offs are not they're a lower class thing.
Yeah. We would go, that would be a fun Friday night.
I mean, yes.
Me and my friends would go sit in the quick check.
18-year-olds.
And it's 24-hour quick check, and you just buy a bunch of scratch-offs.
18-year-olds in a parking lot in New Jersey. Yeah.
And then one person gets to get a bunch
of
snacks.
Not an investment banker.
No, I know. But this is, I guess it's, I don't know if people in rich suburbs are doing that. Playing scratch-offs on a Friday night. Probably not.
No, they would be worried about people.
Yeah. No, my dad played the lottery pretty much every week. Scratch-offs.
Yeah. You don't have to tell my grandma. If I went to the grocery store with her, she would buy me a scratch off because I would help her carry her bags.
Of course,
and it costs a dollar.
Yeah,
I got to pick which dollar rather than give me a dollar. She would be like, "Maybe you could get five."
Yeah, yeah. It's of course.
Yeah, why wouldn't she? My mumbo.
100%. I grew up a lot of scratch offs. It was a fun activity for kids.
I'd go to the grocery store with her, and my dad and me. The three of us would go to A&P. I was just thinking about this the other day. Remember those coupons that you would pull
at
the grocery store?
Yes.
That would say like $2 off this?
Yes.
I remember getting those. One, I would take like 30.
Oh, me too.
I would take...
Especially if you liked the design or if it was like a Pokemon exclusive cereal or something like that. And I would just... And it's the magazine paper a little bit.
I would take a stack.
Yeah.
Because like
it was... Yeah. Yeah, same.
And then two, I've never like presented
and collect them like cards.
Presented an argument about wanting a treat or wanting like Nabisco cookies, and I would be like, "Dad, can we get Nabisco cookies?" And he'd be like, "No, we can't spend that much money on that." I go, "Well, wait a second," and I would bust out the thing. I would feel like such a gangster, be like, "Counterpoints." Like I felt like Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
like I just won this case.
Yeah. Would they let you have it?
Never.
Yeah.
Because it was about like, one, there was a rule when I was a kid, we could never spend more than $2 on cereal.
Okay. What was your go-to cereal?
We had Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
We didn't eat cereal that much. I didn't eat milk. Liked Captain Crunch.
Okay.
Or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, they're both great.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel like if there was... It was on magazine paper and it was colorful. I probably liked it as a kid.
So good, man.
Because that would just be around. Flyers. You would go into like like a clothing store, and they would have a kids book almost pamphlet of just like activities and games that you could play. Do you remember that?
Of course. And yeah, I'm thinking about the grocery store because I've been staying at home with my dad.
Yeah.
It's been me and my dad in the house, which has been nice. And I've been cooking at home. And what I realized, why a lot of people don't become good cooks or like encouraged to cook or like my food is bad, is because we're taught as children, make as few dishes dirty as possible.
Okay.
Have you ever watched a chef cook? They make 100 dishes dirty. Our parents are encouraging us to make one dish dirty, and that's all we use. One pan for everything. To make a good meal, you need to make hundreds of dishes dirty. You need to be willy-nilly with getting a fork, throwing it in the sink. Another bowl, throw it in the sink. Dirty.
I see.
So your parents hold you back.
It was about simplicity. The 90s.
The first step.
Yeah.
Well, because they do the dishes, the parents.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first step to being a good cook is being comfortable making tons of dishes dirty.
You got to make a mess.
You got to make a mess.
You want to prepare multiple things.
You have
keep
to
it separate.
Bowls,
yeah,
stuff separate.
Yeah.
You have to have multiple frying pans, a bowl, a pot in the back. And your parents would discourage that behavior. Because I'm at home trying to cook some dinners, and my dad goes, "All right, don't use too many dishes." I go,
"Oh,
Dad.
You'll do the dishes.
I'll do the
Well, I guess they have
dishes.
A dishwasher.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just ingrained in them?
It's just ingrained. Like, don't make too many dishes dirty.
Interesting.
And no great meal is made from one pot.
Yes. Yeah.
This is something
that I don't know how to cook.
I know that
my
you
mom
know.
Also not a great cook.
Oh, I
sweet
can't
woman.
You say that. I can't believe you say that.
She would say it.
No, bro, that's something you lie about. There are a few things.
Oh, what am I going to lie?
No, there's a few things in life you have
my
to
grandmother's,
lie about.
Both of my grandmothers, stop. incredible cooks.
You got to lie about your mom being a good cook.
Why would I lie?
Because.
It's like a joke.
That kills me.
Her friends, like, her best friend is a really good cook, and I would go over. Well, famously, my mom would make grilled cheese. She would just put a fucking 2 pieces of bread and 1 slice of cheese in the toaster oven and then put it on top of each other. And then I would go to my friend's house and then she would make it in a pan with butter. And I was like, this is the crazy. I would go to her best friend's house and eat these grilled cheeses and my mind would be blown. And I'd be like, you're the best chef that ever existed. And she would just be like, no, your mother just doesn't know how to make a grilled cheese.
Wow. You were out here saying that?
What do you mean?
You got to protect your family.
No, I mean.
Is there no honor no more in New Jersey?
No, there is. What am I going to lie?
I'll tell you what. As a New York kid, we were never saying
every single person is like, my mom's the best chef.
Everyone said their mom's the best cook.
Really?
Even if their mom didn't even live with them. We'd go, oh, my mom, where is she? She's probably at culinary school. She got hired. She's working on a farm upstate. Like, we'd be lying about how good cooks our mom is.
Both my grandmothers, incredible cooks.
And you know, but you know what we would do?
Italian women.
I would have people come over and eat food, and they go, and my mom would make fresh pesto or some shit, and I'd be like, yeah, man, that's just something light my mom made right there. Nothing heavy, you know, just something light. This is like a basic day, you know? Normally my mom's like pulling out the stops when she wants to make you feel comfortable because we know how your mother cooks.
Yeah.
So it was like a competition whose mother was the best cook.
Damn.
I would never come on here. Was my grandma a better cook? Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the only person that we could say was a better cook than my mother.
Your grandmother on your dad's side or your mom's side?
Why are you getting specific? Why are you?
Because I want to know what
both of them. Here's
both of them are better than your mother
in New York.
Two women better than your mother
in
at
New
cooking.
York, the only person that you could say is a better cook than your mother
is your grandmother. Okay.
Everyone else, literally everyone else, isn't.
Yes.
Gordon Ramsay comes to my mother's house. He'll sit down. He's eating Costco chicken.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, and he better show fucking respect.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't.
And you're just out here throwing your mother under the bus, going to people's houses, being like, they make a normal grilled cheese, and you go, my mother doesn't even give us bread.
No, they knew that. My mom's friends knew she wasn't the best cook. My mother is half Italian and half, like, German English.
And that's
the side I think that comes through with the cooking.
I just saw this new thing that, like, what? I mean, the only thing that's been getting me through these weeks is watching food videos online.
Okay.
Food videos online do wonders for you. You know why I think food videos online are so good?
Like preparation videos.
Preparation or what, like new ideas for food.
Okay.
You know why I think food videos online are so good? Because you can never taste what they're showing you. So it's all still about your imagination about how good it could be.
Yes.
Like if you actually taste it, it wouldn't be as exciting.
But you see the flavors go in, so you can assign in your head the exact ratio that would make it perfect for you.
That's why it doesn't
like,
hit as hard.
The cheese will be this crispy and there'll be this hint of basil and this. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like it always will be perfection a food video because you'll never actually experience it.
Like especially a really good chicken parm video.
Yes, you'll never know.
That's the best chicken parm you'll ever have is the one in the video that you can't eat.
Because you'll never know how good
that
it is.
That Action Bronson makes.
So it always will live up to your expectations.
Interesting. So if I ever had the opportunity to have Action Bronson prepare chicken parm for me, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Because that's probably the best chicken parm to ever exist is the one in his video.
How could you say this to me with my grandmother?
All right.
We just went over this.
I tasted your grandmother's chicken parm.
And I dream about it. People ask me what my favorite food is. I go, my grandmother's chicken parm.
My aunt really makes a really good chicken
My
parm.
Grandmother's Sunday dinner. I still say that. And that's how I honor her to this day.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's how she would want to be honored.
That is, yeah. That's impressive.
That's how she would, and that's how I do honor her.
Yeah.
Someone says, what's the best meal? I go, my grandmother's Sunday dinner is the best meal of my life.
They would, yeah. And that's clout. They wouldn't care about Instagram. They wouldn't care about, they cared about who has the best chicken parm, who makes the best Sunday dinner.
And I would say, that.
Who's got the best sauce?
Because that's like a date combo.
Okay, your favorite food?
And someone will go, what's your favorite food? I go like this. I go, macaroni, you know, like fusilli's with some meatballs and sausages, brajol, and then like chicken parm. My grandmother used to make it for me every Sunday. I think about it every week.
That's nice. You want them to know what they're getting into.
Yeah, and I'll say this.
Just so you know, I think about my grandmother once a week.
If you ever date,
okay,
don't try to make my grandmother's food.
People do that?
Multiple people I've gone out with have tried to make like, oh, you just talked about this meal, which is very sweet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, imagine you were like, hey, I used to be able to go see the Beatles every weekend live. And someone's like, hey, guess what? I bought an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. It's not the same. That's a great analogy.
Imagine there's no heaven. Does this remind you of the Beatles? Yeah, turn your face up a little bit. Yesterday. But what's that an easy game to play? I go, just like the, just like the Beatles.
Don't put me in a position where I have to fake something.
No, you lie in that situation.
You have
too.
To lie. I'm bad at lying. I don't have to lie. Have I talked about this? I don't have to lie that much anymore. In my life, really, I don't have to lie. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have...
Clip it!
I don't have a job.
Clip it.
I don't have a job. No, I don't lie to my... I haven't had a girlfriend.
You don't lie is you don't have a girlfriend.
I haven't.
Yo, you're insane.
I didn't lie to my ex-girlfriend, but I'm just saying, who
you're
do people
insane.
Lie to? Who do people lie to?
It's not people. It's you.
No, I'm saying who.
You literally just say, I don't have to lie anymore. I don't have a girlfriend.
No, I don't. I didn't lie to my ex-girlfriend.
I don't have to. You don't have to lie.
But who do people lie to? They lie at work. They lie to their significant other. They lie to their family. Because it's like, these are people you have to see all the time. And instead of creating a little tiffy, we whatever.
You're right.
The only person, like your roommates. I guess you would. Like if I was out sick yesterday and it's like you were actually just hungover, you whatever. And it's like actually I was partying Sunday night. People might get pissed at work or be like, it could be used against you or like people be passive aggressive.
So here's the thing. So
you just lie and go, I was sick yesterday.
So I guess when we know if you one day all of a sudden you have a girlfriend, we should just assume lying Rob's back.
No, I don't lie to you. I don't lie to my roommates.
I wouldn't know.
That would be the people.
I wouldn't know if you lied to me. I'm not really doing it.
You would know, I think. No, yeah. What would I lie about?
I'm not really looking into anything that you're telling me.
True.
Which is also great.
Good, don't. No. I'm just saying.
Last week that you don't have a girlfriend because of me.
No.
I've been sitting with that.
No, I should not.
I've been sitting with that.
No, don't sit with that.
I'm sitting here.
No, that's not. I don't want a girlfriend.
And I'm like.
I don't want a girlfriend.
You want me?
No, I don't want you. I want a stability in my life. That's what I want. No, I shouldn't have said that. I thought about that too. I'm like, I hope he doesn't take that.
I hold that too heavily. I think that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I'm not holding you back.
No, not at all.
You're the one texting me at 1 a.m. I saw your text last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm not fucking answering.
Yeah, that was when you see it, you'll giggle.
We're going to start a convo at 1 a.m.
It wasn't a convo. I wasn't asking you a question.
I
wasn't asking you a question.
You texted me at 1 in the morning last night.
A funny comment that somebody left.
Here I am, his freaking girlfriend.
No.
That's the first thing I thought when you texted me at 1 a.m. last night was this is why he doesn't need a girlfriend.
No, that's not the case.
Let me see your hands. Where are they? They're not in the sleeves?
No. A little bit, half in the sleeves. But
I was seeing how uncomfortable you are.
No, I'm sorry I said that.
No, you can text me.
I'm
all
sorry
you
I said that.
No, but I did.
I said on the Patreon, so the people don't even know.
Oh, they don't even know.
Last week on the Patreon, I was like, I miss you. I was saying that I miss Sebastian, and that 2 weeks without seeing him, I feel more vulnerable to a relationship. But it's more that I just am like.
Vulnerable.
I just have nothing to do. I'm talking a
like
lot.
It's a disease.
No, it's not bad. It's beautiful. A relationship could be beautiful, and I hope to get to a place where I feel ready for that.
I didn't think about it that much until you texted me at 1 in the morning
last night,
and then I said, I just laughed. I go, yeah. I go, this is how he's replacing a girlfriend with me. But texted me 1
no,
in the morning.
No. That's not the case.
I forget what you even texted me. My memory's been bad.
It was a comment somebody left about the video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was true.
Yeah.
And encapsulated our experience.
No, I just wasn't going to start a combo at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I just was laughing at that. Interesting. So I'm happy that you throw your mother under the bus.
No, my mother's great. She's a very supportive woman. I used to leave my homework at home all the time in school, and my mom would bring it to the school a lot. Probably
really
twice a month I would forget my homework on my desk or like in somewhere pretty much at my desk in the printer. I would always forget my homework.
Damn.
20 times a year she would bring it. Yeah.
Wow, that's a great mom.
She was a great mom. Yeah, very supportive.
I didn't have that. Both my parents like would go to the city when I was in high school.
No, I mean high school hopefully less, but middle school a lot.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
No, my mom was a stay-at-home mom until I was a freshman in high school.
That's kind of beautiful.
It was nice. She definitely raised us. Nice. She was in ROTC. Have I ever told that on the podcast?
No. What does that mean? Like the
Army. She was going to go to the Army,
I guess. Your mom was going to go to the Army?
She did Army training in college. She was in the ROTC for like 2 years maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't see that in her.
No. You don't know my mom. My mom is a yeller, too.
Oh, she is?
She's a yeller. Yeah, fucking, for sure.
She's only been pleasant with me.
Very pleasant. She's calmed down a little bit, but growing up, my mom, she's got a little mouth on her for sure.
It's nice. You know what? Seeing someone calming down is a beautiful thing.
It is nice.
It's so, like,
I haven't seen her scream like that. Yeah, that is nice.
I feel like I've calmed down.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which I feel is amazing. Like to soften some of your qualities is such a nice thing.
I think so, for sure.
It's like, think of a rock in a stream. Rather than having hard edges that are hard that people don't want to deal with, it's the water smooths you out.
Yes.
Life smooths you out to even make your like imperfections more enjoyable.
That is a nice way of looking at it. That was a beautiful analogy, Sebastian.
I'm getting...
Yeah, you're good.
What?
You're good at
peaceful.
The analogies.
Oh,
yeah.
Peaceful. No, I'm getting
You're creating
like...
your own allegories. You used to say allegories that you liked.
Yeah.
Now you're creating your own.
Because that's the next step.
That is.
I mean...
335 episodes later.
This podcast...
We're getting Sebastian originals.
...isn't for me to have a comedy career. It's for me... To become a Zen Buddha.
Yeah, to have a book, Proverbs, Sebastian Canelli.
Okay, I do. I do want to say this.
What do you want to say?
A proverb, something I'm thinking about.
Okay.
So when after this episode comes out, will be April Fool's Day.
Okay.
And I have to say it. I have to say my piece about April Fool's Day.
All right.
April Fool's Day is not a day where you could just lie and that's an April Fool's. You can't call someone up and say something horrible happened to you and then say April Fool's Day. That is not an April Fool's.
I hate that.
The amount of... You suck as a person if you call someone up and go, hey, I got in a car accident. I'm so sorry. I can't come to work today. April Fool's! That's not funny.
No. Playing with someone's emotion to get them like really anxious or sad and then being like, I'm just joking. Not funny.
The worst...
What's funny about this? You want to hurt me.
Yes.
That's funny?
The worst people, I think, enjoy April Fool's Day.
Yeah. There can be fun April Fool's. I think it can be done in a fun way, I guess.
If you're the impractical jokers.
Yeah.
If you're Sal Volcano, it's a fun day for you.
Let's go, baby. We love Sal.
If you're Sal Volcano, it's a fun day for you.
He's allowed to do April Fool's stuff.
He's allowed to do April Fool's Day.
Absolutely.
Okay, you know who's not? Mark from accounting.
Yes.
Mark from accounting that thinks it's funny to throw someone's lunch in the garbage and then go April Fool's.
Yeah, not funny.
Also, people will do April Fool's and just blatantly lie to you to make you feel bad, sad, and like just make you have an emotion and then go, I'm joking.
Lying isn't funny by itself.
But April Fool's, you will see how many people think lying is funny.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the big joke.
April Fool's Day is lying day.
Lying and then saying, I'm just kidding.
And I think it's a curse of us millennials growing up learning about opposite day. Opposite day ruins so many senses of humor.
That was tough. I'm glad I haven't thought about opposite day in a long time.
Opposite day became April Fool's Day.
That's on the banned joke list also. Opposite day. Sarcasm in general. Somebody the other day said something sarcastic to me, and I just went, oh. Because I was just like, kind of just, let's move past that. And we were having a combo, and then like this sarcasm was inserted. And they're like, that was sarcasm. And I'm like, I know. I just don't.
Sure.
What is the response?
Well, a sarcasm is just an adult version of opposite day.
It is.
Opposite day is.
Implied opposite day it is, I guess.
It's like, oh, you know, we both know it's opposite. I don't need to say opposite day. If anything, opposite day has ruined a generation of people understanding how to say a joke.
Yes. It's annoying.
Ready? I'll do an opposite day to you. We shouldn't do a Patreon this week. Opposite day.
Yo, people would do that.
I know.
I didn't do my homework today. Opposite day. What?
Yeah. Oh, you can't come to my birthday. Opposite day, you can. It's like, wait, what? And that, I feel like...
Well, now it's opposite day.
Oh, God. The double opposite day. The double opposite day.
Well, it's opposite day on opposite day.
Opposite day is the same energy as April Fool's for adults now.
Yes.
And we just have to remember how annoying opposite day was. The kid that did opposite day is the person in your office doing April Fool's Day.
Probably so, yeah. Don't be hurtful. If you can be silly on April Fool's Day, I'm cool with that. But don't try to hurt somebody. It's wild. I'm pregnant, April Fool's. Like, why are you getting this emotion? Like, why do you want to pull somebody to tears?
And there's going to be so many TikTokers that do stuff like that.
That's so annoying.
There's going to be so many, because that's what a lot of YouTube comedy is.
Yeah.
Is like, let's sit down and pretend that he cheated on you.
That's so emotionally heavy.
And then it'll be April Fool's.
Yeah.
The amount of videos that are going to come out of like, you cheated on me, someone stole you, someone's like, carjacking you.
Yeah.
What I want to see this April Fool's is April Fool's gone wrong.
Okay.
I want to see someone like a guy being like, hey, I cheated on you to a woman. And the woman goes, good, I sucked your dad's dick.
I feel like that has happened.
Finally.
I've seen videos like that. Double. Yeah.
I want the double.
Yeah. I think if you say you did something hard to someone and then they physically beat you up, you deserve it.
It's fair.
And then you go, oh, I was joking, April Fool's. Nah, you want to play in that realm, you deserve to get your ass beat.
You can catch a beating.
You should get, yeah.
You can catch a beating on April Fool's.
I think, yeah. More people need to get their ass beat on April Fool's.
It's my least favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Right after, probably my two least favorite holidays are coming up.
What?
April Fool's and Good Friday, where they killed my one and only Lord and Savior. What is worse? What's a more painful holiday? Good Friday, where Jesus died, or April Fool's, where people make silly jokes? Both kill me inside.
Okay.
Actually, I don't care about Good Friday. It's just a fun day. Good Friday.
I used to like Good Friday if we got off. It is a pizza day.
It's a pizza party.
And hopefully we would. It's like, all right, this year we get Good Friday off. If we get Good Friday off, that's a good year. Because sometimes Easter break would be, you know what I mean? The week up to Easter, or it would start at Good Friday and half day Thursday. Those years, you're like, I'm living great.
Do you think Jesus had any idea that his influence would just be kids being excited to not have to learn about the Ottoman Empire and then get to go home and eat pizza? Do you think on Friday, one Friday a year, we get to go home and eat pizza and not learn about Sokotoa?
Yeah, I mean, that was what it was.
To me.
No, it's more than that.
To me?
To you.
I mean, I'm not religious.
No. But he's around. He's on chains. I'm not thinking, people go Jesus, I'm not thinking pizza party.
No, but that's what Good Friday is.
Good Friday, for sure.
That's what Good Friday is.
Good Friday is a pizza party.
Good Friday is a pizza party day.
We would have every Friday during Lent.
A pizza party.
We would not be able to eat meat.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot to give something up for lunch.
Same.
What haven't I done? Fucked. Great. I gave up fucking for Lent.
Same. Me too, baby.
This is how
sex for Lent.
This is how I do Lent. I just hit the end of the 40 days. I go, What did I not do? Oh, yeah, this.
No, it's annoying when somebody is like, they do a sarcasm thing and it's like, they put the onus on you to laugh, and it's like, I have to fake laugh or be rude in this situation. I don't do that a lot of times. It goes back to, I think, not lying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to be fake, so I don't have to lie. I don't have to do that.
It's like, I've done comedy shows where I always tell them, if there's less people in the audience than on stage, they're the ones who have to. That's 100% a stressful show for them.
Yeah, and it's like, I get why people fake orgasm. Because it's just awkward. It's like, this will, at a certain point, I want it to end. And it's just like, I got a fake laugh to get out of the situation.
You don't got
to
tell me. Well, I think only one person in this room has faked it.
Faked what? Orgasming?
Yeah.
I have never done that. You have?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish there was a camera somewhere.
Ew, Robbie!
Not to see you. Just to hear. Maybe, all right, maybe not a, maybe a mic. Maybe a mic.
Actually, how I got my manager was he saw me...
His bit can act.
Actually, that's how I got signed with my agents. I was fucking them, and then I faked it, and they go, wait a second, I'm an agent.
But it's a lot.
Did you do a voiceover?
It's a lot to put on somebody to fake laugh.
It was, oh, yeah.
It's annoying, and it's just like, why are you doing this to me?
I mean,
why are you doing this to me?
I probably put people in so many awkward situations.
Yeah, but you're funny.
So I wasn't always.
Sure. I didn't know you then.
Yeah, lucky. I knew me then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew me then.
And you were just pitching jokes.
Yeah, all the time.
But yeah.
I would call my sister on the phone and pitch her jokes.
That's sweet. And she liked it?
I like that. You just said you graduated to that sweet from cute.
Okay, you're right.
That's better.
That is better.
I love that.
Okay.
I feel like today's a progress.
Okay.
Today's a progress.
You're right. Cute is not descriptive. I need to open my arsenal a little bit with descriptive words.
That's nice. And why, you've been in scenarios where people have been making jokes and you have just been staring them down?
Yeah. I'm not going to laugh.
And what are they say?
They try more. They want to get me to laugh. And then I got to fucking laugh at some point. I got to point out something that is funny about it.
You know what I do when someone tries to make me laugh and it's not making me laugh?
What?
I come. No, I'm kidding. I don't mean, I really want to. I really want to strike that from the record.
No, but it's putting labor on me that I don't want to do. But
you're right. It's the emotional labor.
It is.
The emotional labor.
Not emotional labor. It's just like, I'm too, I don't know. I'm not going to do it.
What type of labor is it then?
It is. I guess it's emotional.
Physical labor?
Mental.
Mental.
Mental labor.
What's the difference between mental and emotional?
I don't know. You tell me.
So here's the thing. Why don't you just riff on top of them?
That's what you would do.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about yesterday. I mean, that's what I was thinking about when this was happening. what would Sebastian do? Because I'm like, that's, oh my God, I miss hanging out with you because you never put me in these situations because you're actually funny.
Well, and I'm like, it's a bad joke. You just jump on or you make fun of them.
I'm like, oh, if somebody was talking a lot during something or like we're watching a movie or whatever, and they keep talking, I'm like, if Sebastian was doing this, it wouldn't annoy me. So it's the person. It's not the behavior.
WWSD.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, what would he do? What would you do in my scenario? And I'm like, he would just make a better joke.
Robbie, here's the thing.
He would hear their joke and make it better or make fun of them for making that bad joke.
Let's do this.
But I'm high on the couch. I'm trying to do jokes.
I've been hanging out a lot lately, yes.
Okay.
Right? We know that.
Yeah.
I've been drinking. I feel clarity.
That's good.
Believe it or not, I haven't been at home slamming booze with my dad.
Nice. That's good.
He had a glass of sherry one night.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A glass of sherry. A glass of wine. Even if you guys had a glass of wine at the end of the day, that would be nice, I'm sure.
That would be nice. No, I've been having, unfortunately, I've been having a bunch of Diet Cokes.
Okay.
Nah, whatever.
Yeah.
That's been my nice advice.
That's nice.
But I want you to think, I haven't been around, so what I'm going to give to you, after everything's done and everything's the dust settles from all that I'm dealing with right now, I want you to write a list of people and things that have been annoying you.
Okay.
And I will come with you to all those situations, and I will speak the truth to their face.
Okay.
I will do that. You think I'm joking?
There's a lot of people.
I mean,
this is going to be a long list. This is fun.
I'll go to them.
Okay.
And I'll wait for the thing to happen that's been annoying you.
Okay.
And then I'll make fun of them for you.
Wow, this is great.
This is how I could show up for you. I can't show up to you in many ways.
This is
but
great.
But I can go to scenarios where I'm able to say the truth to someone right to their face and make them think that we're on the same team. But then they go home and they go, maybe I should change.
You are able to do that.
I am the Mary Poppins.
Yes, you are.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
You have a magical power in that way.
I know I could do that.
Yes, you can.
So you make a list of these people.
That's what I miss. I guess I've just been having to deal with a lot of people.
Girlfriend, you don't have me.
No, that's what I miss. That's what I miss more. I shouldn't have said, I was thinking about that I shouldn't have said the girlfriend thing, and I should have made it more about that.
That you miss hanging out with me.
Yeah. I think.
Make a list of what you want me to do.
I was thinking about this. I think being in a group conversation with a bunch of people sitting around and you are so bored at the conversations that's happening, I think that is the most lonely place on earth.
Loneliness isn't in an empty room, Rob.
I that's what I'm realizing.
Loneliness is not. Loneliness is with a thousand people.
It's when you're
people.
With exactly when yeah. There's a lot of people and you just feel like I don't connect to any of this right now.
I never felt more alone than when I was with someone.
That is what. Not and I love my friends and like a lot of time, but I don't want anyone to like
friends.
My close. They, it's a lot of times like maybe acquaintances.
Yes,
or you're just like, all right, we're not besties. We're not very close friends. Because when you're connecting, that's the least alone, I would say, I feel,
yeah.
Is when I'm with a really close friend and we're connecting. But when you're with people who are like kind of ish friends, I guess, or barely, you could kind of know each other or friends of a friend.
Yeah.
And then like a lot of times I would say friends of a friend, and then they start talking and then you're like, oh, I don't care about this. They kind of, this is what's going on. And you're just kind of standing there. That's the most lonely that I think I feel ever.
So what makes a good situation hanging out with friends? What makes a good...
Sebastian Canelli?
No.
My other friends that I like, people that I connect with, people that are funny. Like, if you're going to pitch jokes, they got to be good jokes. Bad jokes, to me, makes me feel lonely.
I think what it is talk... I think when I feel loneliest is when people are talking about inside stuff that I don't know about.
Yes, or sometimes that... Or like, yeah, that.
That makes me feel the most like.
But I think even more so when everyone's laughing at something that I'm like, that's not funny at all.
Yeah, that's sick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's okay.
I'm like,
everyone's
what?
A loud sense of humor.
No, that's I know, different. for sure.
And also people have inside jokes. Here's the thing. Sometimes they've had
that's
that
tough.
Conversation.
That's before. Tough.
And they're not
a group of people with a really bad inside joke where they just repeat. We've talked about that. They just repeat something over and over again.
Well, people aren't. It's not that people aren't funny. They're bad at articulating what makes something funny.
Sure.
Brian Regan, I love him. And he goes, the hardest part about doing comedy is the setup, not the punchline.
Yes.
and people don't know how to set stuff up. They don't give you the necessary context to make things funny.
Yeah.
So inside jokes can be funny to you if someone just fucking explained it.
Yeah.
And took their time and didn't rush through it.
Yes.
Because then even if someone does in those group settings want to explain to you what's funny, they rush through the funny parts so you don't actually enjoy it.
Yeah, because they're going to laugh. Yes. They know they have a laugh at the punchline because all their friends know the context.
Yeah.
But what about little old me? Yeah, I agree. It is.
That's when you show up, Rob.
What?
And you bring some excitement.
I do bring excitement.
What do you do? So the group chat's going slow. Here's the thing. Okay, I'm talking. I go.
I'll get something that everybody could talk about.
I want you to just throw down a topic. I want to hear what you do.
I have no topics right now.
But this is the thing. You can't complain.
But I have topics. I have topics.
You can't complain and have nothing. Ready? Here's the thing. And I don't know if I can't. I just can't buy lilies anymore just because they just droop all over the place. Uh-oh, me, Miss Droopy.
All right, you want to know my recent story that I've been telling people?
Just chime in with something. That's how you would chime in?
No. Like, okay. Lilies, the lily thing? Yeah, I would let that die and just reestablish my own.
Okay, let's hear you do that then. Ready? Oh, my God. And, of course, I go to make pasta. The water burns.
Oh, that's crazy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So I did a really horrible job flirting recently. Do you guys good at flirting? Do you think you're good at flirting?
I'm sorry. We're a group of nuns and married couples.
This is why I feel so fucking lonely. I gotta leave. I'm sorry. Here's $20. Here's my thing. But I will. I mean, I try to come to group settings with topics. We do a lot of topics here. Sometimes I'm like, I hope they don't listen to the podcast, my close friends, so I could just reuse talking
Jesus,
points.
Jesus, Rob. You can't be.
Not reuse, but I have stories. I mean, I actually don't tell a lot of stories that happen to me in real life on the pod. I've been telling more on the Patreon, but. Because
yeah.
It's embarrassing. It's not that it's embarrassing. It's
showing
just.
Showing up to group settings being like, well, hey, what do you think about April Fool's jokes?
No, you're right. Sometimes you might, though. Before we talk about it, you might bring it up. I've seen you come with some premises.
Yeah, but I'm not really doing. I'm not seeing no one really.
Yeah, right now.
I'll tell you this.
No,
I'm seeing no
one. I know. You're seeing no one right now.
No one.
I know.
My life is nothing.
I know. Recently.
Recently, I see absolutely no one.
Yeah.
You say that you don't spend time with me. You are the time.
No, I know. I know.
Which is insane.
I know. That is insane.
So all these thoughts I have, they don't know. I talk to my sister.
Yeah.
And my father.
Yeah. They get some of the
and then
thoughts.
I text some people.
Do they get some thoughts? Your sister and your father.
Nah, not these.
Not these? No April Fools. No, none of that.
Anything I've talked about today, they haven't heard.
Yeah.
Maybe my dad has heard me talk about, like, never disrespect your mother's food.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's like a... That's something
that's just cool. That has nothing to do with comedy. That's not comedic.
There's no
to
comedic
your father.
No,
mind. For sure.
No.
That's not comedic. I agree. But no, I try to come with certain things or like I just have I don't know. I have stories.
You know what you do?
What? Especially I haven't seen people in a little bit.
You bring something up about someone else.
Yeah, that's always good. People like tea, but I have my own.
Not
people
tea.
What do you mean bring something up about someone else?
Like someone be like, you know, I can't wait for you to go to that Laker game this weekend. Are you, like, preparing? Are you, like, listening to Extra Braun this week? Or like,
yeah, yeah. That's because you can control, when you're asking the questions, you can kind of control how the combo goes.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I'll try to get a good question, like a juicy question for maybe the whole group. It's like, all right, do you consider yourself flirty?
Well, here's the
or
thing.
Or something like that.
There's a line between it feeling natural and you doing conversation starters, Rob.
I think I can make it feel natural.
Do you feel flirty? Almost feels like...
No, I have a story about myself. I'm like, okay. This thing happened to me this week, and then maybe we get do a question, and then we pause for questions. I think I do a good job in a group setting for the most part.
No, I know. I'm just wondering. What's the least funny joke that someone's told you, or the most dead air that you've gotten in a group setting lately?
I can't talk about it. It's too quickly. I told you right before the podcast.
And they might listen.
I have no idea. But
you just, yeah.
I'll tell you soon. I mean, I'll tell the people soon. I just need to let it breathe. But I want to tell you the story before we leave. The other day,
okay,
I tried to flirt, which I think I'm pretty flirty, and I think I can be good at flirting. I think people call me flirty all the time, flirty, flirty, flirty. I'm very flirty, flirty energy. Would you agree?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I've been thinking about that a lot.
Flirty or if I'm flirty?
If you're flirty.
Okay.
I don't
Some people think I'm very flirty.
I think that you're flighty, which equates to flirty.
I kind of agree. I think I'm friendly.
I think and you're I'm friendly flighty. And flighty.
Like my friends on the trivia team were like, oh, we just assume you go off and flirt.
No.
And I'm like, I don't think I'm, I talk, I'll ask somebody their name. I'll like maybe have a little combo, but that's flirty, I guess.
I think you're personable and kind of an airhead out and about, which equates to flirty.
I kind of agree.
I know. I think that you're like a combination that like all of a sudden you taste like peanut butter when you're actually not.
Ew, that's so gross. A surprise. When something tastes like something it's not, that skews me out a little bit. Right?
Well, that's what you meant. Well, I'm sorry for all
the I'm skeeved out? Oh, yeah. Well, I do a bad job at flirting, I would say, a lot.
Yeah, I would agree.
Where, like, a lot of dead air or, like, a lot I mumble sometimes.
I would say this.
What?
If your flirting was in my body, I would be a virgin.
No, that's not true. You think so?
I do. Oh, I do. I think so.
Okay.
I think that like an athlete that's Shaq never had to work on his free throws.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay. I see the analogy. This is going to be a bad story now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, this is going to be a bad
story. No, we can. We can. So I'm somebody who I find cute.
Nice.
I'm talking to in a place that's hard to hear, we'll say, whatever.
A lot of it.
Hard to hear. So I'm like kind of mumbling, not doing the best, missing each other a little bit and whatever. I'm like in a position, I'm sitting in a chair, which I'm like, all right, not in a good flirting position. So
optimal flirting position, go.
Optimal flirting position. Standing up.
And what are they?
Maybe leaning on something.
Leaning on a light post?
Something. A little lead. Like right here is like, this is good right here.
No, this feels like an interrogation.
But this is a good flirting position. Like if we're out to dinner, we're on a date, this is a good, I'm like,
sitting across from the table is not a good flirting position.
You don't think so?
No.
I think this is. Side to side's cute. Yeah, sitting across, if this table was half the width, it would be good flirting.
Because
we would touch more.
I guess. If our legs were touching.
Yeah.
But then we were touching.
The flirting way, I'm not a touchy flirter.
But here's the thing. I sit here and I sometimes feel like we're in a police interrogation.
A little bit. Yeah. There's bright lights. Like that makes it less flirty. Sure.
I would say that like you leaning on something and them standing in front of you.
Sure.
Go ahead.
So that's kind of exactly. That's yeah.
Worst flirting position.
Lifeguard chair that I'm at. And it's loud as hell. You can't hear anything.
I guess on a treadmill is pretty bad too. An exercise ball. And the gym is a horrible flirting
place. No, it's not a good flirting place.
Okay.
You got to be loud, whatever.
So you're on a lifeguard chair.
No. We can't you're be not. Sure. We can't
oh,
be sure.
We can't be sure.
We can't be sure where I'm trying to flirt.
We can't be sure.
We can't be sure. But definitely trying to flirt.
S-H-O-R-E?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not down the shore. but I'm trying to flirt and I'm talking to this woman and we're like, it's going better. I'm like able to project and I'm talking now and we're connecting on some things. We got a little few laughs or whatever. And then she starts telling me.
Hope she didn't feel pressure to laugh.
I hope so too. I hope so too.
After you talk about how much.
I don't think she did because in the beginning there was no laughing. So maybe she felt pressure.
Oh no!
That would be my worst nightmare.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Because that's a possibility. Especially they're like, oh, he has a podcast. He's trying to do his comedy show. Like, I think he's trying to be funny there. I should laugh. I hope they don't. Don't laugh. Ooh. Don't fake laugh.
Ooh, yeah.
Just don't. I can handle the silence. That's what people need to know. I can handle awkward silence if you don't laugh, and I will learn. I will adjust.
You do a great job of filling the silence.
I do? No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You think so?
Yeah.
Sometimes I let it sit and I go, and I think about what I'm going to say next, which is awkward.
That's nice. That feels like AI that hasn't been completed.
That's what I feel like sometimes. I think that's what people, I think that's how I process sometimes.
You might be AI.
No, I'm not AI.
You might be.
No, that's if that's so mean.
Is that mean?
That's so boring. Somebody call you AI, that's boring as hell.
I'm so sorry.
Damn, you think I'm AI?
When you stare off into the distance and ponder what your next thought will be.
Yeah, no, AI would have something, I feel like.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. Anyway, so they were talking, she told me about Instagram ads that she gets. She gets Instagram ads of the gym that we both attend and work at.
So she works there too?
For the parent company. Nice. But...
Okay, get on LinkedIn.
We're deep into the episode, so I'm talking about it. Whatever. So whatever. I'm trying to flirt a little bit. Just like, I don't know, want her to like me. It is what it is. And I'm like, oh, that's so wholesome that you just get like ads to go to the gym. I get ads that are wild, which I do get so many Instagram ads that are wild. I feel like we've brought up a lot of times like wild Instagram ads and just like the shit I see on Instagram is wild. So she's like, what ads do you get? Which is the obvious next question. Mm-hmm. And I was not ready for that question. Oh. You talk about the setup and the punchline. I was not ready to come with a nice punchline. And so I immediately go, I'm like, you know that picture of Sydney Sweeney when she's on Hot Ones where she's like looking in admiration of something? Mm-hmm. And she's like, no. And already I could tell she's kind of like, why is he talking about Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
Like, why is he getting ads about Sydney Sweeney? Mm-hmm. Which is, I would say, a red flag.
Nah, you can't control that.
No, you can't control it.
Also, they just know you're a man of a certain age.
Yeah, but Sydney Sweeney, yeah,
you don't
exactly.
Need to be bringing it up to her.
No, I don't need to be bringing it up. I'm trying to be flirty right now, and now I'm bringing up Sydney Sweeney.
No, you don't need to be doing that. You should go, Sydney who?
Yeah.
You should hear, I've never heard of any. What is that?
So it's Sydney Sweeney, and I'm like, I say that. She doesn't know that. Not laughing. And then I'm like, oh, there's this ad. It's so crazy. And it's like, your girlfriend's face when she sees you've been making some extra money on the side donating sperm. And she doesn't laugh. And she just goes, what are you Googling? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, I swear, I've never.
Oh my
I'm thinking
God.
This is going to be funny. I think this is a funny ad. I see the ad all the time. It's hilarious. I'm just like, oh, who the hell, who is looking at an ad and being like, I could get a girlfriend like Sydney Sweeney if I just jerk off in a cup and spread my seed. So now I'm doing this. I'm saying this. And I'm just like explaining why I think it's funny. She does not think it's funny. And she's just going,
don't bring up you jerking
off. She just goes, it's okay. Also, I don't know. I know. She doesn't know me like that. She doesn't know me well.
Oh, this is wrong for so many reasons.
I know. She doesn't know me well. I mean, it's not perfect. We don't work directly together at all.
Okay.
But she doesn't know me and know that I'm not donating sperm a lot. So I'm just going, I swear, I'm not donating sperm. Ever. I've never done that.
Ever,
I know. Then I go, I don't judge people who do. I know. So I have some friends that have done it, which also don't need to say.
No.
And then it was not good.
What happened after that?
I think I just get pushed this ad because I'm broke and I'm 30 and they just are trying to.
That's great. Dig the hole deeper.
Yeah. I just couldn't get out.
And what did she say then?
She was not laughing. It was just kind of like me talking.
And was that the end of the convo?
No, I think I probably went, well, it's cool that you went to the pool. I think I just probably like tried to get it back to the old combo.
And it didn't work well.
No, I mean, she said maybe I'll text you when she left.
This is what I'm talking about with Shaq.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about
with Shaq. I definitely am privileged in that way.
This is
it was not charming. She didn't think it was charming. She didn't think it was funny.
This is unbelievable.
And I told this other kid I work with. And I start telling him the story.
Only hang out in places where you cannot communicate.
I start telling this kid the story. And as soon as I say Sydney Sweeney, he knows the ad. And he starts dying laughing. He goes, bro, why the fuck would you bring that up?
I don't know why, man.
All these guys know the ad.
Yeah, everyone gets it. It's like a cliche.
And
like,
nobody's talking.
Probably if you're in a certain age range, you get it.
It's funny. It's
not
a crazy ad.
A woman
I know.
That you're trying to
flirt I
should.
I know. It's bad. I did a bad job. But it is a funny ad. Who is watching that? Like, who is falling for that? That's what I'm saying. And then she immediately just thinks I'm falling for that. And I'm like, this is so funny that they think they could get guys with this. And that's what her impression
is. You are equating me too much with what it would be like to have a girlfriend, because that would be a fun thing to bring up to me.
No, I know. No. Yeah, I guess my roommates or like something. It's that, which even somebody that you're seeing for a little bit, I think you could say, this is so crazy. Like, who would fall?
Once you have a rapport.
Any kind of context.
Once they know who you
this
are.
This is someone who.
Who knows nothing about you.
Yeah. We've met in person 3 times. And most, it's like maybe 20 total minutes of talking.
Let's circle you, the Winklevoss twins.
Bad. Why, they jerk off in cups?
Nah, they just take what they don't deserve.
Yeah. They have hot privilege, I'm sure.
Oh, hot privilege. Was I hinting at that?
I guess. I don't know. Am I hot? I don't know. Cute privilege? Cute privilege. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't think it went well.
No, that doesn't sound too good, man.
Like, I strike out. I fumbled a lot of situations.
I know. I'm aware.
Yeah.
I would say it goes downhill when you start. It's probably the peak when it's the loudest, and then slowly gets a little worse. And until the ultimate bottom is when you're writing them books about you. The ultimate low
is bad.
When you start writing
the book
books
is bad.
About you.
The book is bad. But anyways, March 30th, come out Saturday.
Yeah, beautiful. If you want to see Rob live, go.
It's very fun.
See that show March 30th. And Robbie, we should head over to the Patreon. I'll talk about some other stuff over there that I want to share.
Yeah, I have an even more wild situation that I would say I not fumbled, but just like even more wild behavior.
Damn. Well, there we go. Robbie's just out here making a fool of himself.
Yeah, just doing
for
poorly.
Your entertainment.
Poorly. Not really for your entertainment. I was genuinely trying. I think I wanted to flirt. Like, there's very few times where I'm like, I want to be intentional about trying to get this person to like have a little crush on me.
Well, we'll say over there.
All right, bye.
Beautiful. All right, so go check out the Patreon if you want. We're going to hop over there now. We appreciate your support. Please keep sharing the pod. We like tell a friend about that. That truly means the world to us. All right, Robbie, hit the music.